Brother Tony, if I get too loud, turn me down, please. Amen. Because I don't want, once I get going, I lose track. So won't hurt my feelings as long as I hear myself just a little bit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Appreciate every one of you. Appreciate your pastor and his wife and family. Getting to know more of you more and more is wonderful, isn't it? God's got a big family. And I can be here in about an hour and 5 minutes. I tell you what, every time I come here, I think I've come a different route. I think I'll get it figured out after a while. I think 800 was Main Street. I wasn't following the GPS. GPS put me on a road that another brother got on that was trying to get here years ago. And there was a grass road and a pickup truck and a log across it. So I had to turn around, but not tonight. I knew better now. I just drove past the easy road. I don't know how I missed it. It started saying it took longer to get here. I knew I messed up. Well, I'm so glad to be here. I am. I really am. Are you glad to be here?
Yeah.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. Woo! Now, brother, sister, we can have church by ourselves. But boy, it's so much better when we all get together. Woo! We've been there. Amen. We've been here where we all just felt just like home. Hallelujah. I trust that you'll pray, and I pray that the Lord will help us. Amen. I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, I read this verse. I guess I just read it. I don't think I'll just meditate. I think I was reading it, and I thought, that's what I need to preach for Brother Tony and them. And then I thought, well, now, is that really right? Amen. I thought, maybe it's something else. Maybe that was just me. Amen. And then when Brother Tony got up and was talking about how the devil's fighting, I thought. And then they got singing that first song and that verse. And it got mentioned, part of this, what I'm going to read to you. Matthew 16. So I believe I've got it. But I'll tell you something. I'm feeling good, but devil's fighting. Ain't nothing new, is it? Woo, I feel better. Oh, Lord. I hope he helps us as good as I'm thinking and better. How about that? He can go beyond that, can he? Matthew 16, verse 13 now. I don't know how. I preach and read as I go. So how about we read one or two maybe? And if you'd like to, you can sit down or you can stand the whole service. The rest of it if you want to. Hallelujah. Amen. 16 and 13, Matthew. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Hallelujah. What a question. Men are saying a lot of things today. Amen. How many knows that a lot of them's off track? Just because they say it doesn't mean it's so. And they said, listen to what they've been what they've been hearing, these disciples. That's who he's talking to. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Well, we know he wasn't. Some Elias. Well, we know it wasn't Elias either. And others, Jeremiah. Well, it wasn't him either. Or one of the prophets. None of them. So they all got it wrong. Woo. I believe God's people gets it right. Amen. Okay. If you'd like to, you can sit down. If you want to. You don't have to. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 15. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Come on. Ooh. Anybody know who he is tonight? Anybody know who he is? Ooh, he's getting ready to get to the right crowd. Amen. He's getting ready to get to the right answer. Amen. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said over there in verse 13, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And Peter said, amen, the Son of the living God. Well, amen, Jesus was right. He's Son of Man, but he's also Son of God. Woo! Feeling better here. Help us, Lord. We need him, don't we? We need him in this service. He's already been moving. We need him some more. Amen. Glory to God. The Son, thou art the Christ. Not just Jesus, but thou art the Christ. Amen. Well, I can't tell what time it is. I think. It's dangerous if I don't know what time it is. My wife knows. I like to know what time it is. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Brandon, you'll tell me if I'm going too long. I know Brother Tony probably won't. Hallelujah. Son of the living God, Christ, the anointed one. He's the Savior. He's the Redeemer. He's not just Jesus. Come on here now. Hallelujah. I guess they said they went over there to Israel and they don't have a problem calling him Jesus, but they may not want to say Jesus Christ. That means a whole lot. Amen. I think Peter pretty well knew what he's saying. Amen. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee. Come on here now. Well, I'll tell you what it is. I work with folks, you know, at work and out in the community. I don't run into anybody really except the Christians that's trying to help me to understand who Jesus is. Come on now. Come on now. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In fact, there's one fellow trying to save Moses. Somebody got on Moses. Amen. And said that Moses was a Muslim. Well, when they start that foolishness, start talking about Christ. That's what I told folks when he started down that road. Amen. I thought, whoop. I said, Jesus is the Son of God. He was over 300 pounds, black man. Amen. When I said that, he took off like a hitting. He never brought up that conversation again. I want to tell you that Jesus is powerful. Amen. There's power in that name. Hallelujah. Who do you say that I am? Amen. Oh, then he began to tell him. Amen. Listen, it wasn't flesh and blood. Oh, no, no. Amen. They have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. Ain't that how you got saved? God had to draw you. Amen. And when he drew you, amen, you had to go through Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. But my Father, which is in heaven. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm led for the Father. How about you? Glory to God. But listen, in verse number 18, I say also unto thee, amen. Woo! Hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, the Lord's got something to say to you. Well, I'm a Christian. Well, that means a whole lot. Woo! Amen. I want to tell you, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The unsearchable riches of Christ. Woo! We don't know how hardly that he really wants to bless us tonight. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. How many knows he knows your name tonight? Hallelujah. I mean, he ought to know it, Brother Rob. He wrote it in the Lamb's Book of Life. Come on now. It's in his book. Praise God forever. Whoa, hallelujah. Amen. Thou art Peter. Not only only do we know who he is and his name. Have you ever called that name in the middle of the night? It's a precious name. That precious name of Jesus. That song says, tell me his name again. Sing me that sweet refrain. But can I tell you tonight, he knows who you are. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter. And he's not done. Come on. And upon this rock, upon this rock. How many knows he's the rock of ages tonight? He's a stone which the builders rejected. Come on now. Listen, upon this rock, Jesus said, I will build my church. Woo! Hallelujah. I will build my church. I like how he puts it. There's no guesswork to it. I will build my church. I want to tell you, if you're saved tonight, you're in the church. And you're built upon a solid foundation. You're built upon the rock. Hallelujah. It's established. Amen. It's a tried stone. It's a precious stone. Glory to God. It'll support the building. It'll support the work. Hallelujah to the Lord tonight. Yeah. Hallelujah. And the gates of hell shall not. There it is again. It's certainty. Shall not prevail against it. Against what? The church. The church. Woo, pray for me. Hallelujah. 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 I want to say some more here to you. And maybe come back to 18. And he said, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. A saint said, we prayed for the sick. She said, hey man, if they didn't get well, we begin to pray to find out why not. Help us, Lord. Help me. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. The kingdom of God. I give you the keys. Hallelujah. Norm, I give the keys to Sister Marilyn, but she didn't notice, I guess. I held on to the keys. Amen. Come on here now. I've got some keys. Hallelujah. Listen what he said. And I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Wouldn't you, don't you want those keys? I want to tell you something. He's already given them to us. Hallelujah. We just got to receive it. Hallelujah. I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I want to encourage this church and exhort you. We need to do some binding and we need to do some loosing. Hallelujah. Got several keys on here. I think Brother Brandon, he makes fun of me a little bit. I've got some duplicates. Now that is funny. Hallelujah. I need to put the other one somewhere else. Hallelujah. but I want to tell you something. I don't know where I'll be. Well, hallelujah. I don't know what I've got to get into. And I don't want to be there and needing to get in. And I've left my keys at the house. My God, forever. I tell you, Brother Tony, the Lord's give us some keys. Hallelujah. What can you do with keys? You can open that door. You can go in where the air conditioning is, and where the food is, and where the clothes are, and where comfort is. I want to tell you, it's a blessing to have keys. Woo! He's given us the keys. He can't lie. He's the truth. Amen. I give unto thee the keys. What else can you do with keys? You can lock things out. Come on now. Amen. Binding and loosing. I said binding and loosing. We need to bind the devil tonight. Even in this service, Brother Tony, as sure as I could be, when you said what you said, and you all begin to sing that song, I said, thank you, Lord. I do have it. But that didn't stop the devil for trying to hinder me. But I want to tell you something. He's a defeated foe tonight. And the Lord's given us the keys. I'm planning on using them. Woo! This key, I can go down the road, the black one. I got coated just a little bit. This yellow one lets me in the church. That's a good one. That black one helps me get to the church. And that yellow one helps me get inside. Now we got a fellowship building. And it's on there too. I don't have it coded yet. And there's another key that looks like that key. So I gotta search a little bit. But it's worth searching for. Come on. Brother Rob, that orange one there lets me in the house. I can get in quick. I can get out of the cold. I can get out of the heat. Come on here now. I'm glad for the keys. And the Lord let him know. He let the church know. He's given us the keys. Got a key to the kingdom. Prayer. Woo! I like that key. That's a main key. It's like them coded keys. Until it got coded, they're important. Hallelujah. Let me in. They lock things up. Come on here now. Thought I needed to talk to you about them keys. I might talk a little more. I'm going to go back to verse 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church. Amen. Come on. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now I was excited about the keys, Brother David. Amen. But I felt like I was more excited about upon this rock, I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's what you sung in that chorus, you and your wife. Come on here now. Somebody said the devil's mad and I'm glad. But I don't want to just make him mad. How about you? I want to defeat him. I said I want to defeat him. Well, this word of God tells us tonight that we will. Come on, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, the church. If you're in the church tonight, amen, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Come on, hallelujah. When I think about hell, I think about death. Come on here now. I realize there's two types of death. There's a natural death and there's a spiritual death. Hallelujah. And I want to try to hit both, but seemed like I was more on the natural. Hallelujah. My thoughts and in prayer, I want to tell you that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Something got a hold of Cain. Something entered into his heart. Jealousy. Amen. And the first murder was committed. And Cain slew Abel. Amen. The blood was shed. And it went down into the ground. And the Bible said that the Lord heard the voice of Abel's blood. I want to tell you, amen, the devil did not prevail. Abel was gone. Cain was still living. Come on here now. But God gave Abel's voice, blood a voice. Woo! And the Lord heard it. I believe the Lord was on Abel's side. Amen. Cain could have had it. He just had to get his sacrifice right. Come on here now. God's no respecter of persons. Folks need to get it right. Hallelujah to God. Come on, I'm feeling better here. Amen. They say somebody say, well, so-and-so don't like me too well. Well, I want to tell you something. If you're serving God and you're trying to do God's will, shout on. I said, shout on. I don't want to make nobody upset. Well, if you shout and make somebody upset, then evidently they need to get upset. Hallelujah to God. I want to tell you, hell did not prevail because God gave Abel blood of voice. Amen. Come on here now. But how many knows the Bible said that the blood of Jesus Christ speaketh better things than the blood of righteous Abel? Come on here now. How do we read in the Bible that great man Elisha? It looks sometimes that the people of God, amen, come up on the short side. It looks like, amen, they're defeated. Come on here now. But amen, Elisha was a great man. And he stood for God. And the Lord blessed him. And he died. I said he died tonight. But remember, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Come on. Whew. So, the Israelites were in their land. They was in the land and the enemy invaded the land. Amen. And a man was dead. I said a man was dead. Amen. And they ran out of time to bury him because the enemy had showed up. Come on here now. Hallelujah. It didn't look like too good of a situation, did it? Amen. The enemy's coming. Terrible thing. We ain't got time to give this man a decent burial. Well, glory it may seem like. But I want to tell you, wait a minute. Maybe Brother Dave, one of them in my imagination may have said, wait a minute. Isn't Elisha buried around here somewhere? In this sepulcher here somewhere? Amen. And all of a sudden, in their haste, they put that man down into the sepulcher of the man of God. And when that dead man touched the bones of that prophet Elisha, he came back alive. On this rock, Jesus said, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, I'm glad of it. You may feel like tonight that everything's down. You may feel like tonight that everything's stacked against you. But all you gotta do is stay in the church. I said stay in the church and the gates of hell shall, cause Jesus said so. Amen. They shall not prevail against you. Hell's not going to have the last word. Woo. Amen. You might be down tonight. But I'll tell you what I believe. You're not out. Hallelujah. It looked like everything's against me. It ain't over yet. I said it ain't over yet. Amen. And when it comes to death, that natural death, amen, come on here now. Amen. When God inspired the writer to let folks know what jealousy was like, he said it's cruel as the grave. I believe the grave separates. It separates loved ones. It separates friendship. It's an awful thing. But as awful as it is, hallelujah, still yet, the church, amen, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Fear not him that can destroy the body, but fear him that not only can destroy the body, but destroy the soul. In this world, they think they took care of things. Amen. If they put somebody to death, they think it's over. Woo. But not for the church. I said not for the church. Hallelujah, the gates of hell shall not. Let me read it again. Amen, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah, the church is marching on. I said the church is marching on. Amen. Amen. Because John the Baptist stood up and told him, amen, the leader there said, it's not lawful for you to have Herod, amen, thy brother's wife. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Come on here now. It costed him his head. I said it costed him his head. And his disciples went down and they got the body. Hallelujah to God. My Lord forever. Amen. It bothered Christ. If I remember right, it's been a while, Brother Tony, since I read it, but he departed into a solitary place. But I want to tell you, the church was going to march on, for the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want to tell you, there's some things that'll pull on your heart. You feel like that you went as far as you can go. But I want to tell you, Jesus said on this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let's praise him. Would you do it, church? Yeah. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Woo. It can look bad sometimes. I said it can look bad sometimes. Oh, yes. Listen. They came by night. Come on. Amen. His friend betrayed him. Not only did he betray him, he betrayed him with a kiss. That's pretty low. Hey, there's some things in this life that'll really come against you. Come on here now. Jesus said, friend, wherefore art thou come? Hallelujah to God. But Jesus had already been to the garden. And that's what you'll have to do by God's grace if you're going to prevail. He knew he's up against it. He asked if it'd be possible, let this cup. Amen. What cup? The cup of suffering. Let it pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Come on here now. The Bible says in another place, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. It looks bad. Isaiah had already prophesied it. I want to tell you something. Woo! The Lord's already helped us. I said the Lord's already helped us. Woo! Brother Cordell preached many years ago, several years ago, or a few, I should say. Amen. Evidently many. Time's getting by. Amen. He preached on the rock. Thank you, Lord. So ain't that smart? I didn't mean to put that. God put that in the message. I listened to the tape. I've been over to mom and dad's and clean things out. It's hard. I said, it's hard. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, I'm feeling better. You better start praying. Come on. I want to tell you something. I want to tell you, death's bad, brother. Death's bad. It's bad stuff. We know it is. It breaks our heart. Come on here now. You know, I was a young Christian. God began to deal with me, Brother Dave. Hey, man, they used to call me and this other two cousins of our sisters called us the Three Stooges. We go over to Grandma's and we just have a time. Come on here now. Hallelujah. I mean, we just have a time. Just good old fun. Go out and hunt rabbits. And hallelujah. We're the Three Stooges. Praise God forever. Glory to God. Amen. But time went on. Amen. I was a seeking the Lord like any Christian should do. And God dealt with me to call my cousin. Amen. And talk to him about the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Like any Christian should do, I put forth an effort. Hallelujah. And I think I looked up his name in the phone book. It's been a while since I talked with him. You know, get married and you go off in your separate ways. And I tried, but it was a wrong number. Amen. Come on. Amen. And I'm sure I had in mind. Amen. Come on. Listen to me, would you? Amen. I had in mind. I'll try again. I'm going to have to call one of my relatives to get his number. Amen. Oh, but listen. Before I got that done. Amen. Evilness got in his wife's heart. Amen. She's evidently having a relationship with another man. And my cousin was on his motorcycle on his way to work, if I remember the story correctly. And that man pulled up next to him with a gun and shot him and killed him. Oh, listen. I hate to think about that. Amen. That I didn't. I know the grace of God. Which bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. I know he had at least one opportunity, but he could have had another one if I'd have been more vigilant, amen, and more aggressive. But I missed it. Amen. There ain't nothing I could do about it. My cousin's gone. So we're going through things there at the house, cleaning out drawers. And there's a magazine. Had a picture on the front of it. There was my cousin in his work clothes laying on top of his motorcycle. And that front cover of that magazine was telling the story. You know what I said? It bothered me, sure, right away. I said, Lord, I'll take it. Huh? I don't think that was an accident. I said, I'll take it. Whatever you want to give to me here. I know I missed it. I'd ask God for forgive me. Come on. Come on. I said, I'll take it. You know what I do? Try to now, Brother Dave. The Lord lays somebody on my heart. I try to be moved. I try to move. I don't care how I feel. I don't care if I feel spiritual or not. I don't care if I'm going through the worst trial. My desire is I'm going to do it. Come on. The gates of hell shall not prevail, amen, against the church. And you know what happened Sunday morning or Sunday night? Sunday night, amen, a sister got up in the church. Come on, they've been up there to the Bible school dropping off their daughter, the Eads family. Amen, she stood up and began to testify and began to tell about Sister Beam. Amen, when she was a young girl. Come on, I feel like I'm right on track tonight. I feel like the devil's been fighting this message. But by the help of God in the prayer of the church, by the help of the Lord, I'm going to preach on. She got up. Amen. I said, Lord, I'll take whatever you want to give me. She stood up, said, Sister Beam, when she's a young girl, she was in an alley. And the Lord spoke to her and said, talk to this man was coming the other way. A grown man, her, a little girl. And the Lord said, talk to him about the Lord. Witness to him. And she said, oh, I'm just a little girl. And she didn't do it. And went on to the house. house. In a little bit, something happened. And that man was laying on the ground. And he died. And he went into eternity. You know what? She's still working for God. Sister Beam is in her 80s, I think. What are you trying to tell me? On this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm feeling better. I think I'm getting right on it now here. Sometimes the devil will tell you, probably many times, give up. You done messed up. This has already happened. It's done. Death. Come on. It finally looks like. Come on. I want to tell you, get back up and stay upon the rock. For Jesus said, on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I think he knew who he's talking to. He said, thou art Peter. He knew what Peter was going to do. Peter would get such a shape that he denied that he even knew the Lord. And he cursed. It's about to get too big for me here. Come on here now. Oh, glory to God. You know what? Amen. Peter went out and he wept bitterly. And he prayed through. You know who got to preach? Amen. The day of Pentecost message. It was Peter. On this rock. Oh, listen. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. I'm a feeling better here. I want to tell you, God knows who you are. Brother, he knows our failures. He knows every time we fail. I say to the church, get back up and stay on the rock. I gotta hurry. Hey, we may lose a battle every now and then. It sure ain't the Lord's fault. But we haven't lost the war. God's here to help somebody. I think right in this last 5 minutes, I got right down where it was at. By the help of God, I'll give him all the glory. Because God knows who you are. Amen. My congregation, probably a lot of them don't even know that story that I just told about my cousin. But I know it well. And he knows me. And I know him. I could try to dwell in the past, but there ain't no sense in doing it. It's stay on the rock. I said, let's stay on the rock. Paul said, forgetting those things, which are, you know why? He is in the church. I said, he's in the church. If you're in the church, you're all right. Hey. Yeah. Isaiah looked down to the ages of time by the Holy Ghost and said he was numbered with the transgressors. He was. He hung between two thieves. He was numbered. Three people on the cross. Some folks didn't get the straight of the story. Wonder what he done. We know them other two guys are thieves. What he do? Brother, sister, we're going to be misunderstood. Brother Tony, you can't explain everything. You can't. They've been there? Sure you have. Can't explain it all, can you? You wish you got one of them big old megaphones. Hey! And there might be a time that the Lord will allow you to do something like that, but not usually. Put your head back down and march on. For on this rock, I will build my church. I wish I could read that scripture I did here a while back. Fornicators, adulterers, come on now. Extortioners, thieves. Amen. He gets on down there. They ain't going to go into heaven. No, but he said such were some of you. But you're washed. I said you're washed. If you're in the church tonight, you've been washed with the most precious blood of Jesus Christ. If you're whiter than no fuller soul can wipe them, my God, forever on this rock, I'll build my church. Let's praise him again. What you did? Oh, I thank the Lord so much. You're precious tonight. Well, they said I was a nobody. I said, you're precious. If you're in the church, you're precious. I was saying, like, I can do anything. I tell them ever so often about that lady in the church. I believe it's Brother Claude Ehlich's church. Spirit of God gets to moving. They didn't evidently have carpet like you all have. She began to tap her feet on that floor. And the Spirit of God would get in it. Can you tap your feet? Can you clap your hands? Don't let the devil stand on your shoulder and tell you you're a nobody. Hey, we need every bit of the church. I called a sister to check on her. She said, you all doing good. You got some folks coming. I said, sister, we need everybody. Hallelujah. Ain't no sense. Well, we'll let them do it. Well, that might be God's will, but he may change your calling. He may give you something else to do. My God, forever. On this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus gives up the ghost. I'm going to try to close. Jesus gives up the ghost. They say, the Bible doesn't plainly tell this, but custom says, the way they died on the cross, they suffocated. Because they got to the point they didn't have enough strength to push their body up one more time for a gasp of breath. Jesus gave up the ghost. Mary's heart is broken. Come on, I feel the Lord. How the Lord's helping somebody. Grab a hold of it. I said grab a hold of it. Probably helping me too. Preachers preach themselves too sometimes. Probably a lot of times. Hallelujah. Amen. It was prophesied that a sword would pierce her own soul. I believe right there it was. What mother would stand there and have to watch her son who was innocent? They either blame me falsely. You need to join a good crowd. When they accuse you falsely for my name's sake, great is your reward in heaven. Shall Jesus bear the cross and the world go free? Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me daily. I want to tell you, it looked bad. They gambled at his feet. They chided with him. He saved others, let him save himself. Vinegar and gall. They gave him to drink. Jesus said, destroy this temple. And in 3 days, I'll raise it up. It'd help us if we remember what the Lord told us. The bulls of Bashan, they compassed me about. My tongue cleaved to the roof of my mouth. Psalms 22. God, the writer, got in the Holy Ghost and he began to tell about the death and the sufferings of Christ on the cross. Come on here now. Oh my God, but you know what the next chapter is, don't you? Psalms 23. Yay! Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. On this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He gave up the ghost. The temple, the veil in the temple rent. from the top to the bottom. You know what else happened if you'll read there? Saints got up out of the graves. That's what hell reminds me of, death. Mm-hmm. Devil come to steal, kill, and to destroy. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, God's going to help the church. Hey, the saints got up out of the graves, went down to the city. I don't know what else they done after that. I don't know if they stayed alive or what. I don't think the Bible says. Ooh, start walking around. Glory to God. Somebody said, soldier said, surely, this must be the Son of God. On this rock, I'll build my church. Hallelujah. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Brother Cordo told us years ago about a story when they was persecuting the church, the Christians, and they was marching them out to sea. And they put them out there in the waters until they could not keep themselves afloat no longer. And they expired and they died. I know we're talking about death, but this is the way it's going. Hallelujah. After a while, Brother Cordell told, said that soldier that was helping those saints to their death, he told the other soldier, he said, hey, can I take this one's place? Amen. Could you imagine what that soldier was thinking? Amen. Listen. He said, haven't you seen those angels coming down and getting those folks? My God, forever. I'm talking about the gates of hell shall not prevail. Two women went out early in the morning. Hallelujah. And they went down. Hallelujah. He's going to roll away the stone. Amen. The stone was already rolled away. And Jesus was gone. And they meet him. I'm telling you, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church. Amen. He's built a great church. You're in this church tonight. But I want to tell you, somebody comes to the piano. Listen. It ain't over yet. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when that trumpet sounds? I believe it's Brother Oscar Oakley. You probably know him. Said, I believe it's him, and maybe it's another man. Another man told by the fellow that was persecuting a saint. He had wore a hat. Amen. And he said he took that saint of God's hat and he threw it on the ground and he stomped it. You know what happened to that man? That man lost his leg. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I want to tell you something. Hallelujah to God. Can you better imagine tonight? Amen. Listen, this thing ain't over. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Jesus said, on this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want to tell you, when the trumpet sounds, the Bible said the dead in Christ, are going to rise first. Oh, grave, where's your victory? Oh, death, where is thy sting? How many lessons, Lord? In the natural, death is as bad as it gets. After they killed you, they kill somebody, they have nothing else they can do. And how many knows they're going to come up with a brand new body? It doth not yet appear what we shall be. But when he doth appear, we shall be I've tried my best tonight to help you. I felt like the Lord came by. Fought me right in this service over this message after confirmation. I want to encourage you, saints. It may look bleak tonight, but you keep marching on. Do your best not to meet an appointment with prayer. You keep that appointment. Don't you shrug your shoulders and give up on God. You go pray like Daniel did. He opened up his windows and prayed toward Jerusalem like he did aforetime. And the lions couldn't eat him. I said the lions couldn't eat him. Come on, you can make it. You open that book again. You hear me? Because you're the church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Is it all right if I invite him to the altar, Brother Tony? Come on, saints, would you do it? Come on, church. The devil's not going to win. He's defeated. We know where he's going to go. You can come on. They're going to put him in the lake of fire. That's what the lake of fire was made for. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. It wasn't made for you. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Shall not prevail.
Jesus Christ, I have a passion in my heart I've never known before. It makes me love Him.